Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblin' Man Podcast, the place where I can tell you everything and anything you need to know about technology in the 21st century. I'll be your host this fine evening, and today's topic is a question posed to me by one of my close friends. He says, year after year, cell phones are getting more and more expensive, but they're not really adding any new features. And he wanted me to discuss that, talk about it, and maybe come to a conclusion as to why that may be the case. So, cell phones. They're getting more expensive. That's obvious. Very expensive. A good example is the iPhone X. Its initial retail price was $1,000, I believe. An insane price for a retail product on the consumer market. What did it add? What did it add, though? I mean, it's got the bare essentials that every phone needs. The ability to call, text, internet capabilities, a camera, because that's necessary nowadays for phones. It'd be weird for one if it didn't. But for it to deserve a $1,000 price tag, what exactly did it have? Granted, I don't know anything about iPhones or phones in general. I don't particularly care about cell phones. You need one in modern society nowadays, but it doesn't really, there's not a real appeal to it for me. I don't do anything on social media. I don't do a whole lot of stuff on the internet. I just browse it from time to time. A cell phone is not a necessity. It is in the sense that I would need one from day-to-day life, but I don't need it to live. I went 16 years without a cell phone. I don't really need one. So, why on God's earth would I shell out $1,000 to get some sort of tacky phone that I guess I could use to show how wealthy I am? That's my best assumption of it, is that it's something expensive, people want it, and then they can just flex it to other people, I guess. Then we have Samsung. They're not as expensive. They're more of a more affordable option. One that doesn't require as much throwaway money to get a phone. I prefer Samsung phones, as it's the only phone I've ever had. I have no experience with Apple or any of its products. But still, even in the newer models of Samsung phones, they don't add too much. However, I do know one thing that a Samsung phone has done. My friend, the same one who gave me this question, has a Samsung phone, I believe. It may be a different brand phone, but I'm like 90% sure it's a Samsung phone. And it has the ability to have multiple apps open at the same time. Not as in you can switch between them. No, you can multi-screen it. You can multi-screen it. So you can do multiple things at the same time. You could be checking your Facebook in one app, and you could be texting someone in the other. I'm not sure what it limits at. I know it can have at least two, obviously. But I believe my friend said that if you have more than two open, not only does it kill the battery, it heats up the phone. Which, I mean, of course it's going to. It's using more processing power. The parts in it are getting more worked up and the such. But other than that multi-screen feature, I don't believe there's very much else that's been added to cell phones. So why are they getting so much more expensive? My best guess is storage and computing power. That's my best assumption as to what it could be. Because the phone I have now, it's very light on space. I don't know how recent or how old of a model it is, but it's a smartphone. It gets the job done. Has about 16 gigabytes of storage. That's not a lot. Especially since most of it is taken up by stuff you can't remove because it's core parts to the phone and it's software. You can't do anything about that. So, my best guess as to what they're adding to new phones nowadays to make them so expensive so they could cut a profit on it, unless they're just marking it up just to mark it up because they know people will buy it, which is the probable case, is that they're adding more computing power. They're making them better, faster, stronger. There are some that might be adding some immunities to some kind of damage. Like, I remember one of the iPhones, can't remember which one, there's been so many scandals with iPhones, it would bend slightly because they used a cheaper case to make it so, I don't know, it's cheaper to make. They could make more, get more profits. Such is capitalism. But if you kept it in your back pocket, or just anywhere on your body that had a natural curve to it, or if you just bent it yourself, it would bend. You would have a visible bend in your phone. If you bent it too much, it would break. And that's a few hundred dollars down the drain. So, there's so many faults with cell phones, but they keep making them more and more and more expensive to cut a profit, or maybe not even to cut a profit, just to increase profits. So, personally, my guess is it's just to make more profits, because they know people will buy them. That's my assumption. But I would like to hear your guys' discussion. I'd like to see what conclusion you guys come up to. I'd like to hear your point of view. It's always interesting to have multiple points of view on an issue. Alright, that has been the question for today's episode of the Rambling Man Podcast. I've been your host, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.